Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
you, thank you, thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty Jehoshua. Hope everyone can hear me fine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehoshua, for an awesome, awesome God we serve. What a good God we serve. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We surrender all to Jesus. All to him, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. God is awesome. God is good. And his love and mercy endure forever. We are so grateful. Amen. For the calling of God in our lives. Amen. And we're looking forward to seeing the Lord face to face very soon when he calls us to come to heaven as we are going to meet the Lord in the cloud. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua. Praise the Lord. Praise you, God. Sister Regina, I believe she was going to sing a song tonight. And so praise you, Lord. If you are on the calling, let me know. Praise you, Lord, and I will open your mic, and you can go ahead and sing for the Lord. Amen. I believe, hallelujah, tonight, the Bible study will be a blessing. Amen. We'll learn of the Lord through his word. Amen. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Amen. Shalom, Wendy. Shalom, Early, and Brother Estrada. Shalom, everyone listening at home, through your cell phone, your computer, Skype. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God is good. God is awesome. Amen. And we're looking forward to that great day of the Lord that is approaching so fast, so, so fast, that we will be surprised when the Lord shows up, reveal his face to us in the cloud, and the trumpet sound, and everything happens so quickly in the twinkling of an eye. In an opening of an eye, that is so fast, that is unimaginable. You cannot imagine the speed. I've been taken to heaven in a twinkling of an eye several times. And man, you open your eyes and you're there. That is incredible. And the fact of the matter, why is it so quickly? One thing I say is because we are already there in spirit. Our souls are already there. And since our soul are with the Lord, my brother and sister, to be asking for the body to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah, when we open our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. It's going to be all awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. So we're looking forward to the great day of the coming of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm waiting for Sister Regina to call in and sing a song for the Lord. I believe that's what she asked. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Okay? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Let me see. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. We are grateful. We are, hallelujah, thankful for his love, his mercy that endures forever. Amen. We know he's coming. He made a promise. God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. When he makes us a promise, he fulfills his promise. And that's what we can trust on. My brother, my sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, Sister Regina. Praise you, Lord.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, we
yes, can
hear
can you.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sister.
Okay, so I'm going to sing a song for you tonight. God has put on my heart. So it's my first time, so I might be a little, you know, nervous and stuff.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, my foundation. Mm-hmm.
You are the rock of my salvation. You are the strength of my life. You are the hope in my inspiration. Unto you will I cry. Unto you will I cling. You are the rock of my salvation. You are the strength of my life. You are my hope and my inspiration. For unto you will I cling. I believe in you. Believe in you. Faithful unto me, but still my heart in time of need, Lord, unto you will I believe in you, faithful unto me. Trust in my help in time of need, Lord, unto you will I plead. You are the rock of my salvation. I believe in you, faithful unto me. I rest in my house in time of need. Lord, unto you will I plead. The rock of my salvation, you are the strength of my life.
Hello?
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you, sister. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Really good. Were you planning to sing another one?
If you want me to.
Amen. Go ahead, sing another one. Amen. And okay. We'll go into the Bible study.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So for the glory of God, we're worshiping God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty Lord. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm a redemption of God. God belongs to the Lord. dripping with scent and your scent just will end. Father belongs to the Lord. Be holy on it. And speak to the Lord. Keep it holy on it. Father be saved to the Lord. God will be with to the Lord. Student power of God. God will be with to the Lord. We say glory. Lord, I will accept to the Lord. And we say glory. Father, thank you, the Lord, to the Lord. The enemy presses his heart in the fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen, sister. Well, thank you for coming on. Amen.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right.
Thanks for having
Until
me.
Next time.
Okay. Okay.
Amen. Welcome. God is good. Thank you, Lord. His love endure forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We want to start tonight in Daniel 7. It's where our Bible study begins tonight. My brother and my sister, I'm excited for this Bible study because every time the Lord showed me something in the Word that is significant, that really brings out the passion for His Word out, especially with what is happening in the last days. There's so much happening in the last days, my brother and sister, and we want to know through the Word of God what is going on. What has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen. And as I go into the book of Daniel today, hallelujah, I begin to see four nations there that today are very active in the world, my brother and sister. And to my amazement, I keep studying, I keep praying, I keep studying the Word. Hallelujah. And the more I find as I search the Bible, research the Bible, and search information, my brother and sister, in regard to these four nations, the revelation of the Word, through the Word, the Bible enlightened me to understand more. Because the Bible, the Word of God, is the light that Jesus has left to seed into this darkness that we're living today. My brother and my sister, thank you, Lord. The Lord spoke with me this week. As I did the Bible of Jacob, the Bible study, which I have not finished yet. And the Lord says to me in prayer that Esau is relative to the Antichrist, to the ministry of the Antichrist, Esau. Wow. And it just all came to me as I meditated in the Word, as the Lord spoken to me, my brother and sisters. To me, it was so incredible. Obadiah 1:8, one of the smaller prophets in the Bible, says this, the Lord, through this prophet, about Esau. The Bible says in Obadiah 1:18, says, the descendant of Jacob will be like a fire. The descendant of Joseph will be like a flame. But the descendants of Esau will be like a straw. They will be burned and destroyed. There will be no more left among the descendants of Esau. The Lord has spoken. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and my sister, throughout the Bible, God let us know that he is against the descendant of Esau. And I didn't know that the Antichrist are actually the descendant of Esau also. That the Babylonian kingdom, the last day evil kingdom, it was a surprise to me. The Lord spoke to me, and I was meditating on the Word, because for some reason I was meditating on the Bible study and the Word when I went into my overnight prayer with the Lord. And I repent for sometimes for getting distracted when I'm in prayer for the Lord, but I know the Lord is His Word. He loves His Word. He's given us His Word. He wants us to meditate on His Word. He told Joshua in Joshua 1:7-1:8 that he will meditate on His Word day and night. And He has called us to do the same, my brother, my sister. It's very important that if we don't understand, we pray, we ask, and we meditate on the Word, because God's going to bring it to us. He's going to speak to us and let us know. And I didn't know that the generation of Esau had to do with the Antichrist, but God said that he would destroy the descendant of Esau, my brother and sister. And here's one of the prophets. I will share more about Jacob and his encounter with God. I'm going to show you that Jacob saw God, Jesus, face to face in his encounter, but that's in the Jacob Bible study. We'll be back on that on Sunday. Tonight is Daniel 7. My brother and sister, so exciting to go into God's Word. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading, thank you, Lord, Daniel 7. Praise you, Lord. Verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babel, and I'm reading from this is the complete Jewish Bible, Belshazzar, king of Babel, Daniel had a dream and a vision in his head. He was laying on his bed. He wrote it down, and this is the account. This is why when people doubt God, of him speaking to them to dreams and vision, and people come to me and they email me and they tell me about the dreams and vision, amen, you know when a dream and a vision is from God, because it comes with the Holy Spirit in it. There is a confirmation from the Spirit of God to our spirit that what is given to us is of God. You cannot doubt the Holy Spirit. You cannot doubt God. It doesn't please the Lord. That he that cometh to God, Hebrews 11:6, must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that daily seek him. You need to understand that when you come to God, you got to believe him. As a servant of God, we need to believe his word. This is why if you're having difficulty, you pray, and you pray, and you fast, and you seek the Lord for more understanding, for more wisdom like Daniel, and God will fail you not to reveal more to you. Thank you, Lord. Please do like Daniel. Excuse me. Verse 2. I had a vision at 9, and I saw before me four winds, hallelujah, and the sky breaking over the great sea, hallelujah. Now, to the modern people, what Daniel is describing here is like a visitation from extraterrestrial beings, which a lot of people, when they go into the Bible, a lot of scientists and study, and they read this about Daniel, and they read it about Ezekiel, they immediately think this is a visitation from extraterrestrial. They think, my brother and sister. But this goes beyond that, because it is being from another planet, or a demon from another dimension, fallen being, fallen Nephthalian, my brother and sister. But at the same time, they will be in nations, they will be among the nations, they will be working through nations in the last days. Remember that these visions that are shown to Daniel, you'll read later, are for the last days. It was even told to Daniel in the end of Daniel chapter 12 to seal the scroll. Seal it, because it will be for the last days. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So the sky break out over the great seed. My brother and sister, what happens after that? As I looked up Revelation 7:1 and referenced this, and after these things, this is John now, I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, in that the wind would not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. This brings light to our understanding that this is pointing to the great tribulation, that the church is not going to see this. But we must understand this, because there are nations right now being influenced by what breaks out of their four winds. My brother and sister, today they're being influenced. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And the huge animal, which in the King James calls them beast, came out of the sea. My brother and sister, each has different from the other. God wants us to know that what comes out of the sea are not human. My brother and sister. But it's not that not related to human. Because in Genesis 6, when the fallen angel of God came to the women of men, to the daughters of men, and bore children to them, then they became giants. My brother, the Nephthalim became giants. And these were the giants of old, the Bible says. So now they are in relationship to human, to humanity. They're tied down to humanity because now they have married the daughters of men, have taken wife unto themselves, had children with them. They become giants. Now how can you say that humanity had nothing to do with them when the daughters of men had children with the fallen angels? My brother and sister, everything is tied into, and this is why we need to understand what's going on. Hallelujah. In the vision of Daniel, Daniel sees that as the skies open over the sea, comes out these four beasts. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. Verse 4. The first was like unto a lion. Hallelujah. Keep that in mind, a lion. Hallelujah. But had an eagle's wing. Hallelujah. The lion had an eagle's wing. My brother insisted. What did this mean? That the lion today is a nation, Great Britain. Great Britain would have wings of eagle. What wings of eagle will Great Britain have? But the unity in the join through NATO of the United States. Eagle represents the United States. That's a symbol of the United States. Great Britain has the eagle's wings on it. The tie, the unity through NATO that Great Britain will have with the United States. God is showing us that in the last days, these nations will be united. United States and Great Britain will be united. You will have Great Britain with the wind of the eagle, which is the United States, as one. Is that true today? If NATO go to war, will United States go to war? If United States will go to war, will NATO go to war with the United States? 100%. As United States helping Ukraine, so is NATO helping Ukraine. As United States is helping Ukraine, so is Great Britain helping, hallelujah, Ukraine. They're united. They are one. They share forces. They share money. They support one another. Militarily, intelligent. They are like one, my brother and sister, and attend the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, my brother and sister. So the lion, Great Britain, has the Eagles win United States as I watch. Hallelujah. But here is the mystery and the beauty of the Word of God. Great Britain, my brother and sister, gets its win from the has its win from the Eagle, and something plugs it up. It gets plugged up. Great Britain, NATO, is divided in the last day from the United States. And it's in the Word of God. So exciting to learn. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Here, the Eagles win as I watch, says Daniel. It wins with plug up. Hallelujah. It doesn't say who plug ups the win. My brother and sister, someone plug it up. And that can only come from God. That can only come from Messiah. He is the one who has all power and all authority. And whoever he uses, my brother and sister, it doesn't matter who he uses. Amen. But his wing got plugged on. Hallelujah. Great Britain loses the protection of the United States. It loses the protection. Because right now, why is Great Britain so strong and so powerful, the lion? And it's because it has the wing of the eagle on it. It has the protection of the United States. But God says that in the last days, the protection of the United States over Great Britain are going to be taken off. Plug off, my brother and sister. Isn't that incredible? Everything is in the Word of God. And it was lifted off on the earth. It made us stand unto feet like a man. Now it's pointing that this Great Britain lions now stands like a man. My brother and sister, this is the Antichrist coming out of Great Britain, pointing there are several countries in the NATO Union. But the lion in the lion, off the lion, point to a man. I never seen this before. I never seen that the Antichrist comes out of Great Britain, comes out of the lion. My brother and sister, he stand on his feet, says Daniel. He was lifted up on the earth. He made a stand on his 2 feet like a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. His word is so incredible. Anything or everything that we need to learn is in his word. My brother and sister, everything about this life, Jesus says to me, in the life to come, it's in his word. Thank you, Lord. So out of specifically out of Great Britain, not Germany, not Spain, none of these other countries. Great Britain and a specific the lion is from where the Antichrist comes. My brother and sister, the last day Antichrist. There's been people that have pointed to me about the leader in Great Britain that is the last day Antichrist. And I said, well, until the Lord reveal me more, until I can see it in the Word, my brother and sister, but it's in the Word of God. This is so incredible. Hallelujah. Made to stand on the, like, and to chew feel like a man, and a human heart was given unto it. My brother and sister, now he has a heart. It doesn't mean that it's a good heart, but he has a heart. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. The eagle is United States of America. The lion is Great Britain. Again, verse 5. There was another animal, a second one, like a bear. My brother and sister, now we're going to talk about the bear. We know that the symbol of the bear, of the nation, of the symbol of the bear, is Russia. What does the Bible say about Russia in the last days? Well, let's see in the Word of God. Thank you, God, for revealing this mystery. It raises itself up. Listen. Listen to what God says about Russia in the last days. If this is, if what's going on now in Ukraine, what Russia has done since 2015, 2017, my brother and sister, God has been saying that we hear my people. God has said to his prophet, ye are in the last days. And people are questioning God's prophecy. How can we be in the last days? What is the proof of that? and it's in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Russia, rise up, says God, on a side. Hallelujah. And it has three ribs and a mouth between his teeth. Thank you, Lord. Someone is using a mouth between his teeth. Whoever is using Russia, my brother and sister, has a mouth. And the only one that has a mouth to blaspheme God and all the creation in Revelation 13 is the Antichrist. So God is showing us that Russia is tied to the Antichrist in the last days, my brother and sister, because it has a mouth, hallelujah, three ribs, hallelujah, stand for three women. Russia has been criticized in the last days. Remember Genesis chapter 3 or chapter 2, I'm sorry, that woman was taken from the ribs of man. Women, again, Genesis 2, rib, Eve was taken from the rib of Adam. That's the woman. Russia has three specific women, three, my brother and sister, which are very important. And these women have been found on television speaking for Russia, for Federation of Russia, my brother and sister. And it's important because the Bible talks about these three women, three ribs and a mouth between his teeth. And it was told, get up. Notice when the time will come at the end, Russia will receive the order, get up, get up, get up. Do not ignore that, my brother and sister, because it is the Russia, it is the rise of the Russian Federation. And three women are leading this, my brother and sister. Engird yourself with flesh. Hallelujah. Isn't that what Russia's been doing in Ukraine? Gorging themselves with over a million, and by now a million and a half of Ukrainians and Ukrainian forces and international forces that everyone or so many have refused to talk about. President Zelensky have been asking for Biden and them to send in other forces, and they've been sending through Poland 300,000 soldiers at a time, which are being killed in Ukraine every often. My brother insisted. It says about a million and a half people have died in Ukraine. And Zelensky this week again is asking for 300,000 more. But anyone, people are not looking to this, not studying this. Keep your eyes open. Why is this happening? Get up. Engorge yourself in flesh, God says. It's been said to Russia. My brother insisted, much killing. It's coming through Russia. And they're gorging themselves in the flesh. What flesh? The flesh of human. The flesh of people who should not be dying are dying there. My brother and sister, and it's being overlooked by people. My brother and sister. But God said that this will be in the last day with Russia. They will gorge themselves in the flesh. My brother and sister. So sad, because I have mentioned this on the Lord's Hour, and the Lord lead me to his word to show me. It's in my word, my son. Look into my word. It's there. Russia will gorge themselves into the flesh, into the killing of every 300,000 soldiers that are being sent in through Poland. 11 training base in Poland. My brother insisted, training these people. And basic training is 3 months. And they're being sent with 1 month of basic training. It should have been 3 months. My brother and sister, Sister Luna can confirm that. It's 3 months basic training. Why are they going there with 1 month of training, someone said? And Russia's gorging themselves into all this flesh. They're killing these people. These fighters are coming in. My brother, my sister, it's so sad. So the bear is Russia Federation. And after this, Daniel, I look. And there was another one. Hallelujah. What does this other one has to do with the bear now? There are four beasts that rises, my brother and sister, in the last days. Amen. Praise you, Lord. And so we read about Great Britain and United States. Now we read in the Bay of Russia. Now we read about the leper. After this, I looked, says Daniel. And there was another one like unto a leper with four birds. But this leper, the leper is the Federal Republic of Germany. My brother and sister, Germany has been quiet, but it's been doing its duty. My brother and sister, in the last days, in Germany, had also has sent them fighter through Poland, has been training them in their own training field, training camps, and also been sending them into Ukraine, which also has been being killed. The bear has been gorging upon these people, killing them, massacring them, my brother and sister, with the drums. Sad to say, but it's being ignored. So he says that with another one like a leper, have four wings. My brother and sister, wind on its sides. An animal also have four heads, and it was given power to rule. Hallelujah. And we know that at all those nations, the nation that has more gold, hallelujah, financial power is Germany. More than France, more than Britain, more than all of them. Germany has more money than all of them, more gold than all of them. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And to Germany has been given, hallelujah, four bird. Hallelujah. There are four bird, which is equal to fallen one, demon, demonic, my brother and sister, hallelujah, wicked bird that are two, that are working through Germany. And the four bird have wind on the side. They're flying, my brother and sister, which is also equal to weapons and arms, which they have sent a lot into Ukraine also, my brother and sister. But Germany has the power and has been growing, as I seen a line on video, their military power, my brother and sister, closer to the type when Hitler used to lead Germany, my brother and sister, in World War II. Germany is coming back strongly more and more, my brother and sister, and Germany is also in favor more to Russia than to NATO. They are joined with NATO. The Bible said they would. My brother and sister, but also they are making themselves stronger while all this is happening. My brother and my sister, sad to say, but when the Bible tells you so, it is so. This is not up for question. This is up for study. This is up for us to study this even more and say, wait a minute, let me understand this better. My brother and sister, what does it say that Germany, hallelujah, it will have four birds. My brother and sister, what is the meaning of these birds? Most of it, I went into the word carefully and look up the meaning of the different, when the Bible tells you the different things that they would have or that they would have, my brother and sister, four birds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And one is in Jeremiah 15:3, I will assign him four kings, a scourge, say Adonai, the sword to kill dog, to drag away bird, and the ear of wild animal, devour and destroy, which it also means CERN, because it's devouring, it's destroying. So it's pointing to CERN also. My brother and sister, think about that one. Thank you, Lord. So when you read something like this and you don't understand, look it up in other verses through other prophets, and God will give you more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Act 11:6, I looked inside, I saw four-footed animal, beast, prey, clothing, creature, and bird. But the one that points to it, it's because Daniel spoke also out of Jeremiah, out of the writing of Jeremiah. And point to Jeremiah, sword to kill dog, to drag away bird, my brother and sister. These are weapons, weapon, and CERN. But it says in the air, wild animal to devour and destroy. My brother and sister, this is what I found about German. And the fur bird, which is equal to their army, power, ruling, my brother and sister. So the animal also have four head. These are creatures. These are spirit. These are spirit, my brothers. And it was given power to rule. It was given power to rule, my brother and sister. So this is to be studied even more and pray even more about this. Because it's talking about Germany in the last days. As God is telling us that in the last day, Germany will have this power, will be rising this way, and the power will be to rule. I have heard someone say that Germany will separate themselves later on from NATO, and they will rule their own country. They will go back to the time of Hitler again, my brother and sister. So that is to be seen. When is that going to happen? That may happen during the Great Tribulation. The church will not be around for this, but it's good to understand and know this and warn people about this, that this is coming, my brother and sister. Amen. So verse 7, after this I look in the nine visions, says Daniel. Therefore, hallelujah, for me was a four animal, dreadful, horrible, extremely strong, with great iron teeth, and devour and crush the stamp on its feet. And I was left, and it was different from all the animals that had gone before it, and it had sting horn, which this is in relationship to the Antichrist, my brother and sister, Revelation 13:1. This is now what the Lord revealed me. Esau, which is the same as Esau, the Antichrist has 10 horns, which are 10 governments, which are established in Europe today, part of NATO, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. So the 10 horns stand for the Antichrist, Revelation 13:1. Amen. And Daniel 7:20, and of the 10 horns, they were ahead, and the other one which came out before, three fell, even the horn that the eyes and the mouth spoke of every great thing. Her look was more star than his fellow. So these 10 horns, I'm reading in relationship to the 10 horns, my brother insisted. Hallelujah. Daniel 7:24 says that the 10 horns out of the kingdom are 10 kings. Okay? The 10 kings. So if you want to know what they are, the 10 kings that shall rise. Shall rise, my brother and sister. And God wants us to know about these 10 kings because they're wicked and evil, and they will be working in the last days against the nations. And another one shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue the three kings, my brother and sister. So notice how they rise, hallelujah, and subdue the three kings. Three kings are already in power, and there comes the ten horn and subdue the other three. My brother insisted. But they subdue three, not the four. You notice that? They subdue three, but not the four. And it's because the four disappear. So the eagle's wing, which eagle represents America, is in power in Great Britain. But then later on, as we keep reading, there's only three left. There's no more America in the Great Tribulation. And that's why the Lord has shown us that after America is bombed, there's no more America anymore. And there's only three. In the Great Tribulation, these three are subdued by the Antichrist. Russia, Great Britain, and Germany become subdued by Obama, by the Antichrist. The Antichrist that rises in Great Britain. My brother insisted, there's a beast from the sea, Obama, and there's one from the earth, land, the one in Great Britain. My brother insisted, isn't that incredible? Thank you, Lord. Revelation 12:3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having seven head and 10 horns, 7 crown upon his head. Daniel just said that the 10 horns are 10 kings. And there on top of the head are the beasts that rise from the sea. The Antichrist, my brother and sister, isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? Everything is in his word. Revelation 31, and I stood upon the center of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his a name of blasphemy. My brother and sister, the name of blasphemy. Daniel said that the 10 horn are 10 kings. My brother and sister, a man who was seduced the three, Great Britain, Germany, and Russia. They will all be under the power of the Antichrist in the last days. My brother and sister, Revelation 73. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, says John. And I saw a woman sitting apart, a scarlet-colored beast, full of name and blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now the horn I found on this woman. Who is this woman? Well, it tells us in Revelation 18, Babylon the Great. It is the system of the Antichrist. My brothers and sisters are to be established in the last day of the earth. This is why we're heading to the digital dollar. Maybe this year, I would say. Because Biden has said by June, July, and he's getting good feedback from Bank of America, Wells Fargo Bank, and other banks are testing the digital dollar, and they think it's excellent and secure. Each dollar, the digital dollar will have its own code, its own numeric code. It cannot be duplicated. It cannot be duplicated. Okay? The digital currency was tried in Africa. And although it was tried successfully, and it's now being tried in UK, in the UK, my brother insisted, successfully in the UK, not too successful in Africa because people complained that they could not take out more than $250, I believe it was, per day. So that they put a limitation because it was being tested, my brother, in Nigeria. But now all this, the government said that people will have access to their money very soon as they were testing it. So June, July is when supposedly this is going to be in America available in every single bank. And the government, Biden, expect that this digital dollar, banks will abide to the new law of the digital dollar. But what's behind the digital dollar? Fully vaccinated and fully RFID in the right hand. My brother and sister, this is why we don't have time to waste. We only have time to submit to the Lord because persecution is around the corner. Even if the digital dollar doesn't go fully in the United States this year, it's already being tested and tried in the United States. There are people already using it in this country. Where Fargo had reported other customers being using it and find it to be very secure and very easy to pay with, my brother and sister. So it's already in the move, okay? Just like Bitcoin is being used internationally, so will be the digital dollar. And it's the digital currency. Because I say digital dollar because we're in the United States, but it will be digital peso. Whatever country you're in, it will be your currency is going digital. And if you say that my country is not going to go digital, when all the presidents from Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Mexico, all these countries went and met in Geneva a few weeks ago with Biden and signed. This is not like you can say not in my country. They signed. All the presidents signed and representatives from the country signed the digital currency agreement. My brother insisted. It's already been signed. For someone to say it's not going to be in my country is a dream. That it's going to come true to many who never thought this would be happening. It's already happening. It's already here. My brother insisted. And this is why the Lord's been saying to his prophet, prepare my people to come home. Okay, the ministry of iniquity, the Antichrist, is already at work, Paul says. My brother and sister, and he's not going to get a cleaning job. He will get a high office job like a commander-in-chief office. My brother and sister, he's not going to come and be a janitor. The devil's not going to bring his son into the world and set him as a janitor, like a lot of Christian things, my brother and sister. Okay? He will be as a commander-in-chief, my brother and sister. Revelation 17:7. And the angel said to me, "What dost thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast and the carrier, which hath the seven head and the ten horn." Tell us, Lord. Tell us that, Lord. Lord, we need to know, Lord. We're in the knowing business. We need to know. And that's what every Christian need to understand. When you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you came to God. You came to the gospel. Now you are in the knowing business. You need to know, because you need to inform other people of what is happening. When they ask you, what is going on? Is the world going crazy? You need to have an answer for them. You and I need to have an answer, my brother and sister. So the angel said to John that he's going to share with John the mystery of the woman. The beast that you saw, was now is not, and it will come out from the abyss. My brother and sister, why is it not? And it's not confusing. It's not a riddle, neither. It's not confusing. It's not a riddle. It is not, because the devil is not in control of anything. God is in control of everything. Okay? Not a riddle. It's that God is in control. Not the Antichrist, not the beast. So, we'll come out from the abyss, but it's on its way to destruction. You see? It's going to the lake of fire. There's no edelbot about it. The Antichrist, the Babylonian system, all the nations on of it, all the kings that are part of it right now are going to the lake of fire. That's the end of them. God has said it will be so. Jesus will consume him with the brightness of his coming. There's no end about this. This is how exactly it's going to be. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, but it's on their way to destruction. The people living on the earth whose name has not been written in the book of life since the founding of the world will be astounded to see the beast that one was, now is not, but is to appear. This calls for a mind with wisdom. My brother and sister, my people perish, God says, for the lack of wisdom. How can people not see America in the Bible? How can they not see the eagle? Hallelujah. The wing of the eagle, which is eagle representing the United States and Great Britain. And it's in the Word of God. It's just so incredible. My brother and sister, my grand-grandmother used to say, not a word blind that him that don't want to see. She used to say that all the time. And you have to think about what she said. The seven hills are seven hills on which the woman is sitting. Also, there are seven kings. Remember that he explained to us that the ten horns are ten kings. But that now, my brother insisted that the hill are seven kings. Five has fallen, and one is living now, hallelujah, and the other one is yet to come. And when he does come, he must remain a little while. And the beast which once was, and now is not, eighth king, it is to come from the seven, and it's on its way to destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings. There you go. Same thing that was explained to Daniel is being explained to John. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet begun to rule. But they receive power as a king for 1 hour along with the beast. Pay attention to this 1 hour, okay? Pay attention to this 1 hour, because Russia rises itself this way with about 37 supercomputers that everyone questioned where did they come from, just appear one day in Russia. So in 1 hour, my brother and sister, and it's a question to this day, from where this people rise up in one single day, one single hour. They will all turn on in Russia. And now look all the things they're doing. My brother and sister, it's just, they receive power came for 1 hour along with the beast. They have one mind. Remember when the Lord allowed me to hear Obama, the Antichrist, speaking to President Putin, do what you said you're going to do. And God has been confirming it also throughout the prophet. The Lord wanted me to hear because we've been studying this. We've been talking about this for months and years now. And we are in the knowing business. And the Lord wants to reveal his mystery to us. Thank you, Lord. They will go to war. They will go to battle. My brother and sister, look at the ultimate plan of these nations that are rising now. Okay, what is the purpose of these nations? What is their agenda? What is their plan? They will go to war against the Lamb. Are you listening? You got to stop here for a minute and understand what God is saying to us. This nation that are tanking NATO and the United States, Russia will be part of them. Okay? They are planning to go to war. And the word is, finally, they're going to go against Israel. In another word, that's what the word where Israel will be, Armageddon. They're going to go to war against Israel. But by the time they go to war against Israel, the Lamb will fight for them. Because that is the Lamb, that is the land of the Lamb of God. That is the land of Messiah, my brother and sister. Okay? They will go to war against the Lamb. But the Lamb will defeat them. They got no chance. They will use all the technology from the fallen angel. They're going to awaken the fallen angel. They're going to... And the beast that comes out of the sea that opened through the sky, it's how they're going to get through the sky, the Nephilim onto the earth, before they go confront Jesus. So that's why that word is prophetic. That Daniel saw. Going back to Daniel 1. My brother and sister, I'm reading to you from the Complete Jewish Bible. Okay. Now look. The dream that Daniel had. In the Daniel 7:2. The vision of night that I saw before me. The four wind. The sky breaking out over the great sea. This is CERN. This is what they try. This is what they've been practicing to do with CERN. My brother and sister, this is why they have particle accelerator almost in every state of the United States, in several countries around the world. But CERN, and they are all connected to CERN in Germany. My brother and sister, and God reveals to us in his word, what is the purpose of these billions of dollars being invested in CERN and these particle accelerators? My brother and sister, this is the purpose. God reveals it through Daniel in a vision of night. Okay? And the fourth wind of the sky breaking out of the great sea, four huge animals, these are Nephilims, my brother and sister, that are coming to these nations, that are we part of these nations, when Biden and Pelosi in the inauguration of 2020 pray, they will pray into one of these fallen ones that is coming to America and their own prayer word that they were speaking, my brother and sister, from the inauguration of Biden. Okay? You may want to go back and listen. Within a specific name of one of these that are coming, that they're bringing to the side, that they are already communicating through this particle accelerator. My brother and sister, but only through CERN they're going to bring it, okay, which is in Germany, Switzerland, all these countries connected, okay? My brother and sister, they're going to break through the sky over the great sea. It's in a specific place that they already know where it is, in which they're going to bring these beast, Daniel said, fallen one, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. From the future animal came out of the sea, which beast, because of King James, different from the other ones. They're all different, but they come with one single purpose, my brother and sister. And then each and one of them are related to a particular country. These are four beasts, but one of the beasts, Great Britain, has the wing of the eagle, which is the United States. It's behind them, my brother and sister. So one is coming to the United States. One is specifically, which Biden and Pelosi were praying to, of the United States. Germany prays to his. Great Britain prays to his. They are already waiting for them, my brother and sister. And one that is tied to Great Britain, I believe, is Sue, my brother and sister, that they say, and another one there that I don't want to talk about much about it, but under the great river of Euphrates this past few months that had dried up over the past year, they were able to enter and find these books with the name of the Naphtalians and all that. And when the authority went in there to try to get this book, they were stolen. And the information has been put online. And some of this information, one of the names that comes up is Sue. Barbara, I'm not interested in that information that they've been putting online. But they said these books are found there, my brother and sister. So much wickedness and evil is happening out there. We, the church, we are preparing to be going home, my brother and sister. Revelation 14, they will go to war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So it doesn't matter how strong they claim to be, that they have the power of 1,000 men. Easily they can defeat 1,000 men. Sue claimed to defeat 6,000 men and all that. And so they're putting their hope on these fallen ones because they claim they're so powerful. My brother and sisters, against the Lord, they're nothing. Nothing. They're against the Lord. They can claim to have all the power they have. Sue, his wife, his daughter, they can claim to have all the power they have. And the nations are putting the trust on them because they're communicating to the particle accelerator every day. They're asking them about political party, who should be in office, and that nonsense and foolishness. My brother and sister, but they want to go to war against the Lord, against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them because he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Those who are called, chosen and faithful will overcome along with him, that is you and I. This is why we cannot fear of all the information being released about them in the last days, because you're going to hear a name being thrown out there, the one that belongs to America, the one that belongs to Germany, the one that belongs to Russia, Great Britain. Now all these countries are claiming they're all following one God, their fallen God, or being their God. My brother and sister, but to you and I that are with the Lord, who are about to get a glorified body to go out in the revival, they have nothing to do against us. Right now, we are under the protection of the Lord, under the protection of the Almighty. We are dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. We are protected. We are kept. They cannot harm us. That's what Jesus was showing me the other night, as when the Russians were pointing one of their weapons to me, Jesus went, boom, and made him turn his weapon away. The Lord let me know I'm protecting you. He's protecting. He let me know he's protecting us. His church, his body. Church is part of his body. And no one can harm the Lord because we are in his body. He's God Almighty. My hallelujah. And the Bible says, who are chosen and faithful will overcome along with him. We will overcome. Then he said to me, the water you saw where the whore is sitting. Hallelujah. This woman is being called great today. God called her for why she is. She's a whore. My brother insisted. But the whore is sitting are peoples. Hallelujah. God is calling all these people whore. Yeah. That's what they are. Those that are coming in the Babylonian system. Those that are taking the mark of the beast, which includes the COVID-19 by seeing in the RFID. Whore, God calls them. Babylon. They're whoring with other gods because the blood of the Nephthalines are in those Bicene. That's what the effect they're getting. That's why the people dying. That's why people, when they get the COVID-19, a lot of them drop dead. Because that was never meant to be in their body and the DNA. And some go crazy and shaking and they are turning. And I saw a mother there took his daughter, 19, to take the vaccine. And she dropped on the floor after being vaccinated right there. Took her to the hospital. Now the hospital could not do anything, nothing for her. They send the mother back home with the daughter. She's handicapped right now. Her head is turned around. Her legs are like a snake all turning. And she tried to sue Moderna for it. Nothing she can do. They're protected from being sued. My brother's testimony is online. These poor people fell under the lies. My brother insisted, if the vaccine was good for you, would have not been doing that to hundreds of thousands of people, hurting them, my brother insisted, the way it is. It's terrible, the lies of the devil and men, my brother insisted. And God said they're whoring. They're whore-sitting our people and crowd and nations, and specifically these four nations, are whoring with the devil, are whoring with the Antichrist, are in bed prostitute with the Antichrist, God says, in his words. My brother and sister, God will not take a prostitute to heaven unless she repent and comes under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Unless they repent, they cannot come home in the rapture. They're going to have to stay behind in the whoring and the great tribulation and the great sin of adultery in the great tribulation and truly repent if they have not received the mark of the beast. My brother and sister, if people can see by through the word of God, through the light of the word of God, how God says they are in the sin they're in the sin of whoring, in the sin of prostitution, these nations are, United States, Britain, Germany, my brother and sister, hallelujah. These nations are the great prostitute of the world today, United States, Russia, Germany and Great Britain. They're the great prostitute today, my brother and sister. And they're making the people to prostitute with them also. That's how God sees them under the light of the word of God, my brother and sister. Pretend the word of God. I'm not making this up. Again, he said to me, the water you saw where the horse sitting are the people, crowd, nation, and language. Hallelujah. Four nations, four different languages, German, Russians, American, English, hallelujah, Great Britain, all different from each other. As for the 10 horns that you saw are the beasts, they will hate the whore, bring her to ruin. There are 10 bringing these four to ruin. Bringing these people to ruin. Are you listening? These are the elite that people talk about all the time. The elite planning, the elite doing. My brother and sister, look what they're doing in secret. In secret they're doing this, but God is revealing it to us in his word. This is under the light of God, under the light of Messiah, his word, that we're reading. What they're doing in secret. What is they doing in secret, Brother Elvi? The 10 whores that you saw, the beasts, they will hate the whore. Remember that the whore are the people in the nation? They will hate the people in the nation. And what is their plan against the people in the nation? To bring her to ruin. My Lord, my God. Everything is in his word. These elite, these 10 kings, 10 men, behind closed door in their bunkers, these billionaires, are bringing America, Russia, Germany, and Great Britain, and all the people in it to ruin. God says in his word, under the light of God's word, my brothers and sisters, leave her naked. Nakedness in the Bible talks about shame. My brother and sister, put her to shame. We can see that when Obama was in office, he went to Europe and said that America was not a Christian nation anymore, putting her to shame. My brother and sister, leave her naked, eat her flesh, and consume her with fire, which can be said laser technology. Hallelujah. Consume her flesh, abortion, my brother and sister, and much more. Destruction is what they're bringing upon the nation. Utter destruction is their plan, their agenda. Depopulation is their agenda. It's already written in stone in the United States and Europe that the plan of the elite is to leave 200,000 people alive after depopulation. But Brother Alvy, we have over now 8 billion people on the earth. How can that be reduced to 200,000 people? That's the plan of the elite. And God told us in his word, my brother and sister, hallelujah, to eat her flesh, they eat baby, meat and drink their blood, and consume her with fire, which fire is also known as nuclear weapon being blown, launched in the different countries, different states, and destroying everyone above the land. But not people in bunkers is their plan, not them. Not the 200,000 they want to keep alive. And level all these countries. Okay? Consume. Because that's what the fire from the nuclear weapon does. It consumes the flesh in a way. The bomb that Russia has now in one single, my brother and sister, in one single missile now is 7 nuclear weapons. A submarine now has 300 plus nuclear weapons. One nuclear weapon, when it's launched in a nation, it can go 100 miles wide in destruction, consuming everything in this way. Now, when you are 7 in one, you're talking about with 400 miles across, one launch in a single nation. My brother and sister, the destruction that they're planning is utter destruction. And God told us in his word for over 2,000 years. My brother and sister, again, to eat her flesh and consume her with fire. My brother and sister, this word is 2,000 years old, and it's accurate 100%. I would say 1,000,000%. But 100% this word is so accurate. This is the plan of the elite in the last day. This is why the yielding provoking Russia provoking the United States, and they're talking. And Biden saying Putin is so careless with nuclear weapon and all that. And over 12,000 nuclear weapons all around the earth and still making more. And they're all doing the same. It's the pitcher and the catcher giving signal to one another. It is to consume the people with nuclear weapon. God said that they're planning. This is the plan. This is the secret plan. But under the light of God, the light of the world, the word of God, we know the secret plan. Last days. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7, for God put in their heart to do what will fulfill his purpose. Because, see, there's no peace for the wicked, the word of God says. God, I just read to you earlier, that God said he's going to destroy the generation of Esau, Antichrist. Utterly destroy the generation of Esau. So this is why what's in the purpose of them is to destroy the whore, the children of the whore, the nations. Oh, if they don't repent, if they don't receive Jesus, if they don't receive what Jesus did on the cross for them, giving his life, being crucified for them and dying for their sins, if they cannot receive the message of the cross, they will not have a chance to live. They will be utterly consumed by fire. My brother and sister, this is from the Word of God, under the light of the Word of God. For God hath put on the heart to do what fulfill his purpose. That is, to be of one mind. Give their kingdom to the beast until God's word accomplished their intent. This is going to happen because God said in his word is going to happen. And God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man he will repent neither. What God says happens 100%, always. Forget about what the media said, what's coming out of the White House, what's coming out of these people's mouth. Lies, lies, lies. God is telling us the truth 100%. What's coming? What's happening? What's in their plan? What's in their heart? Listen, God just told us in his word what is in their heart. For God has put in their heart to do what fulfill his purpose. That is to be of one mind, give their kingdom to the beast unto God. Word has accomplished their intent. The woman you saw is a great city, ruler over the king of the earth. My brothers and sisters, it's all happening. The elites are writing the notes, they're writing on the computer, now they're setting up AI. China has ruined their people now for about 20 years with the AI. The AI giving the people ticket when they cross the street, when they're not supposed to. The AI is ruining their life. I remember Congress here criticizing China for doing that. Now United States doing the same. Now the Biden administration thinks that our country should be ruled also by AI. And they're setting AI now to do everything in the United States. All heading to under the ruling of the Antichrist, the men of sin, as the word of God says. The purpose of God will be accomplished. They will all come under the ruling of the Antichrist. That's the end of that. That's the end of that, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord, for your revelation. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Listen, God warned his people of Israel in Deuteronomy 28, 60-69. I want to read this to you, and I want you to meditate on this word. So you see that God from all time has told us about this, have warned us. My brother and sister, when we forsake his law, his commandment, here's what God says to his people back then. He will bring back upon you all the disease of the Egyptians, that the Egyptians had, which you were in dress of. They will climb to you. Not only that, but Adonai will bring upon all you all the sickness, the plague that are not written in this book of the Torah, till you are destroyed. You will be left few in number, where you were once as numerous as the star of the sky, because you did not pay attention to the voice of the night, your God. The voice of God has been coming into our lives to dreams and vision in many other ways. God wants us to pay attention. Listen. Though I will come about the just, as once of the night took joy in seeking to do you good and increase you in number. So now Adonai will take joy in causing you to perish and be destroyed. You will be plucked off the land you are entering in order to take possession of. Adonai will scatter you among all the people of the end of the earth to others. There you will serve other gods made of wood and stone. Hallelujah, which you neither knew your ancestor known. Among these nations you will not find repose. Hallelujah. Or like peace. There will be no rest for the sole of your foot. Rather, Adonai will give you their anguish of heart, dizziness of eyes, and appetite of spirit. Your life will hang in doubt. This is when people are not repenting to God sincerely. God said that they will hang in doubt. Doubt is a sign of disobedience. People always in doubt, doubting God and his word. It is a sign of disobedience. My brother and sister, the children of Israel under disobedience, the Bible says that they hang in doubt. Isn't that incredible how everything is in the word of God? My brother and sister, before you, you will be afraid night and day and have assurance that you will have no assurance that you will stay alive. In the morning, you will say, oh, how I wish it was evening. And in the evening, you will say, oh, how I wish it was morning. Because of the fear of a worm in your heart and the sight of your eyes will see. Finally, Adonai will bring you back and ship to Egypt, replace which I said to you, you will never see ever again. And there you will try to sell yourself a slave to your enemy, but no one will buy you. My brother and sister, everything that is happening as people have been rejecting Jesus, rejecting Christ, what Jesus did on the cross, all these things have been coming up on people. Sickness, disease, confusion, my brother and sister, lack of this, lack of that, lack of job, lack of money, division in the family. All these are signs of disobedience. That would happen under disobedience. Back to Daniel 8, while I was considering the horn, another horn sprang upon them, a little one, before which three of the first horn were plucked up by the root. In the horn were eyes like human, eyes and a mouth that speak arrogantly. This, to me, sounds like AI. My brother and sister, the image of Revelation 13, someone was saying, is when AI finally gets a body and it's revealed in the Great Revelation. They're going to continue to improve ChatGPT. And one of the makers of ChatGPT already said that by ChatGPT 7, it will be self-aware. It will be alive, they think, they believe. That means that they already have it, but it's not ready to be revealed to humanity yet. Like Google released Lambda in 2022 or 2021 and found that it was too advanced for people to deal with yet and held it back. My brother and sister, the image of the Antichrist will speak, will have a mouth to speak. But the Bible says it will speak arrogantly. Proudly is the word. It will speak proud. Because it's speaking of all this knowledge that I received and has able to use it and also take a lot of people's job. Depopulation has to do with the AI. As they increase the knowledge of the AI, it takes the job of humanity. And the end of humanity, as God said, is becoming slave. That's what the elite plan is for humanity. AI will take all their jobs, warehouses, office, all their jobs. And then humanity will become the slave of AI. Humanity will be led to FEMA camps, to jail, to prisons. And all that, depopulation is their agenda. And they have find way. And AI doing all these jobs around the country and the nations, they think they don't need human anymore. My brother and sister, God said, and they don't know me, that they will become slaves. Humanity will become slave, my brother and sister. Psalm 75:10, all the horn of the wicked will also be cut off, but the horn of the righteous shall be exalted. Hallelujah. Notice how God has told us that their plan is their plan, their agenda. When Messiah comes, he's going to crush them, destroy them. They will not have a chance. Yes, by the time they have depopulated so many people. But it's having the people that have rejected the cross. My brother and sister, the work on the cross that Jesus did, where he finalized and said, it is done. It is fulfilled. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. It is told to Daniel in Daniel 7:8 to consider the horn. Behold, there came up among them another little horn. Hallelujah, who, before whom there were three horns first, plucked up by the root. My brother and sister, these horns are so significant. Hallelujah. Then in Daniel 7:24, the 10 horns out of the king are 10 kings that shall arise. Notice how they are talking about authority and dominion. The horn for the righteous, The authority is dominion is submitted under Christ, but doing it for the will of God. Under the Antichrist, a copycat, it is for evil and wickedness. My brother and sister, one nation of the dragon is a great copycat, everyone known for many years today, that is also part of the nations of the Antichrist, China. The dragon nation is China, who is a great copycat. My brother and sister, they copy everything from the other nation very well. Hallelujah. As the devil Antichrist copy everything about Jesus, hallelujah, which I'm going to show you that Jesus has seven horns. Hallelujah, in Revelation. Thank you, Lord. But the devil is copying the Lord because only Jesus is perfect. Hallelujah. Revelation 5:6, beheld, John said, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four living beings, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it has been slain, having seven horns. Listen, what a great copycat the devil is. And that's why China is the land of the dragon, great copycat, because the devil copies the Lord. He copies God. God is perfect. He's not going to copy human, fallen human. So John said that it stood a lamb and it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth unto all the earth. Hallelujah. Look how specific it is about the lamb. Seven horns. Remember that the horn is king? My brother and sister, seven king. Well, it says that the lamb will rule like a rod of iron for 1,000 years. So there will be seven king with the lamb because it has seven horn, which the Bible says in Daniel are seven king. My brother and sister, we see Messiah now ruling for 1,000 years with seven kings. Right now, there's seven kings chosen on him. Who are they? That is a great mystery, huh? Don't you want to know who are the seven kings? I know that one of the kings is David. But what are the other kings? Who are the other kings that will rule with the Lamb? Isn't that interesting that you want to know now? It was told to Daniel that the seven horns are seven. The ten horns are ten kings. All horn equal to king. The Lamb has seven. Revelation 5:6. The Lamb has seven horns. That means seven king that will rule with him, right? And seven eyes, which the seven eyes are the seven spirit of God. But it doesn't tell you now, huh? This is interesting now. It doesn't tell you who are the seven kings. It tells you, my brother and sister, hallelujah, that the seven horn, the seven eye are the seven spirit, but it doesn't tell you who are the seven king of the seven horn of the Lamb. Anyone knows? Anybody else knows? This is to be studied because it's in the Word of God. It is for this time and the time to come. Remember, the Lamb reigns. It's going to reign for 1,000 years and rule the earth like a run of iron, straight law. But there are seven kings with him. Who are they? Don't you wonder who the kings are? We already studied the ten kings of the Antichrist, the ten horns. Now it's important that we know who are the seven kings that will reign with Jesus. My brother and sister, specific seven horn, seven king. Isn't that interesting, huh? This is going to make you think now. Now you want to know who are these seven kings are. Amen. The Spirit of God sent out unto all the earth. He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. When he took the scroll of the four living beings, and the 20 elders fell down in front of the Lamb, excuse me, each one held an arm a gold in a gold bowl, filled with the pieces of incense, which are the prayers of God, people, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and break the seal, because you were slaughtered. Of the cost of the blood, you ransomed for God person from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You made them into your kingdom to, for God to rule. Notice how there are people now, specific here in this singing, in this song, that are going to rule with him. This is millennium kingdom. These seven kingdoms will be with Jesus in the millennium. And it's in the word of God. And you and I should study this and know who they are by the word of God. That's going to leave people thinking, hallelujah, to rule, hallelujah, to serve him. They will rule over the earth. Let me get this in the King James here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They sing a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seal thereof. For thou wast slain and hath redeemed us to God by the blood from every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. And have made us to God king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. I was taken to the millennium at one time by the Lord. And when I was taken to this part of the earth that the Lord wanted me to see, which I believe was in Jerusalem, Lord help me, but when I was taken to this place, I would say, I saw priests there. And the priests were priests chosen by after the Lord. And I knew that a lot of the priests I saw were Jewish. But the church is also part Jewish. So don't discriminate yourself in case you're thinking, well, so then we're not there, brother. Yeah. You're there. You are there. Okay? These priests, I was not yet allowed to see the king that was ruling with the Lord. That I was not allowed to see. But I was allowed to see the priest, not the king, the priest. And the Bible says king and priest. The seven horn are seven king. But the priests are a lot more. At this time, I believe I was looking for more than 20 or 40 priests, or even more, from where I was standing. Very holy men of God. I don't remember if I saw women there as priests, because all I was seeing were men. But I was not looking at their face, because they were in front of me, not facing me, facing forward, because they were in service to God. And I was standing behind them looking, but I can tell that most of them were all men. If there were women there, I cannot tell if they were, because they were all dressed for the priestly service, my brothers and sisters. But I know on the earth, I've seen brothers and sisters on the new earth. The Lord has shown them to me, holy and righteous for the Lord. But specifically, the Lord wanted me to see the priests. That many of us are priests. Priests. Some of us, like me, the Lord revealed me that I'm of the pure blood of Jesus through his lineage. And I know most of you also are. All of the Lord's people are. The Lord's people are. The true church are. Okay? So now most of it, all the Lord's churches are pure blood. Because the Lord has preserved our DNA, the blood, through the linear, through either the father or the mother. It doesn't matter how many thousands of years the blood went through those families. God has preserved that until you today, my brother and sister. And is this something you still question about your life, giving your life to Jesus, and you want to know if you are one of them, fast and pray the Lord yourself. This is why you need to be working with the Lord now on your own personal relationship with him, not through anybody else. Don't ask people to ask the Lord for you. Don't do that. Because the Lord told me this years ago. I had this brother always asking me, brother, ask the Lord about this. And the Lord spoke to me. Jesus spoke to me and said, my son, tell him to ask me. Okay? Send them to me. Tell them to ask me. This is very serious and very important in the Word of God, that you learn to ask the Lord to speak to you through his word, a dream or a vision, a revelation of him to your life. This is where every single Christian needs to be with the Lord, seeking to have that relationship with Jesus, one-on-one. When the children of Israel, you can read this in Deuteronomy 19 and 20, when God calls them to come to the mountain through Moses, when God told Moses to prepare them and bring them to him, when God came up on the mountain, they got scared, and they asked Moses to speak for them. But that's not what God was asking them. God wanted to speak to them. God's plan in his relationship with us is that he will speak to us. It's not the same that I give you a word from the Lord than the Lord giving you a word himself to you. You need to understand, when it's from the Lord, totally different than anything. He will speak to your being like no one can, not even the devil can, no one can. No man can, only the Lord. You need to have a personal relationship with him. You need to seek it, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Very, very important you understand this. This is why the children of Israel murmur. And I've been meditating, why did they murmur so much? And one of the things that really gets to me is, why did they murmur? Is that when you have a personal relationship, you know God hears you. You know that if you murmur, God will hear you. But if you don't have a personal relationship with him, you think that it's okay to murmur. Because God is not speaking to you. He's speaking to Moses. He's speaking to the leader, to the pastor, to the servant, but not to you. And then the person thinks it's okay to murmur. That's kind of what the children of Israel were. They had not built on the personal relationship with God. This is why when Moses went to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments from God, they said, Moses, delay, where is the Aaron? Made us the God that took us out of Egypt. They just wanted to serve something, no matter what, because they didn't have a personal relationship with God, as they should have. Because if they had a personal relationship with God, they say, Aaron, pray with us, that God will speak to us what's happening with Moses, and God will tell us what's happening. And they would have an answer from God. God would say, your leader, my servant Moses, is with me. He's coming down. Trust me. Wait on me. And they didn't have to go creating the false gods. The world trusting on the fallen Nephtali and creating other gods because they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. God is not speaking to them. Plus, they're not listening to God. They're not in a relationship with him. So whatever comes up there, they think it's okay. They believe it. This is why it's so dangerous that we need to seek to have the personal relationship with the Lord, with Christ. Paul did not walk with Jesus like the rest of the apostles. But that didn't stop Paul from having a personal relationship with Jesus, from knowing him, from Jesus speaking to him. My brother and sister, he didn't walk with Jesus like the other disciples. But it don't matter. What matters is that we have a personal relationship, that he'll speak to us, that the Lord knows his sheep, and his sheep will follow his voice because they know him, John 10. It's important, my brother and sister. Very, very important. Hallelujah. Revelation 19, 13, the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the fourth horn of the golden altar, which stand before God. Amen. This horn, king, standing before God type. my brother and sister, in relationship to the horn. Verse 9 of Daniel 7. As I watched this, Daniel, throne was set in place. An ancient one took a seat. That's Messiah right here. This ancient one that took a seat is Messiah. He's the Lord. He's the Lamb. He's the only worthy to take the seat. His clothing was white as snow. Daniel described him. His hair and his head was like a pure wood, wool. My brother insisted. His throne was fiery flame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where we were a burning fire, just like Ezekiel saw him. My brothers, where we were a burning fire. This is how Ezekiel saw Jesus. Hallelujah, out of the Lamb. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, God says to the nations. Come now, let us reason together. Because right now the nations are not reasoning. Reasoning is you listening to God and what God has to say to us in his word. You got to meditate on it. You got to think about it. Come, let's reason together, God says. Together, not by yourself. God is not sending you away by yourself. He promised to be with us. He's calling the nation, and he says, come now and let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, which they are now because of Babylonian the Great, they shall be as white as snow, only when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Though they be like chrism, they shall be a wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. He is the calling to obedience from God. My brother and sister, because where the nation are standing, they're standing in disobedience. My brother and sister, and God wants them to stand before him in obedience. But if you refuse, says God, verse 20, and revel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This is the end of the week. This is the end of the nations that have refused the Lord. My brother and sister, they're going to be put through the sword at the fallen Nephtalians that are coming out of the pit. They're going to cut them through the sword. But not only that, the sword of Jesus, Revelation 19, a sword that comes out of his mouth. He's going to cut the wicked to pieces and call all the birds of the air to come and eat their flesh, of great and small, captains. Brothers and sisters, they cannot escape no matter what. How the faithful city have become a harlot. Who was faithful before God's city? United States, America was faithful. God says she has become a harlot. All the nations today that are under the Babylonian system, Antichrist system, have become harlots. Although at one time they served God, today in the last day, 2023, they have become harlots. God said in his word. Hallelujah. It was full of judgment, righteousness. Lock it in it. But now, murderers. This word is from over 3 to about 4,000 years old. And in the last days, through the prophet Isaiah, God said that they have become murder. Is this is true? Can I take this word and write it on paper and go to the clinics and hospitals of the United States and find no abortion on them? But I know that this word is true 100%, and I can write this on a paper, and I can go to the hospital of the United States in Europe and find abortion in almost every single hospital. The word of God is true 100%. They have become, by now, murder, God says. Murders. Now, God says they're murder. This is true. Let it be God true and every man's liars. My brother and sister, this is true today. This word is 100% true today. God is in the throne. that see his word come to pass 100%. Murder of these cities. Murder of these nations today. Full of abortion in all their hospital. Hallelujah. Thy server have become dross. Thy wine mixed with water. This is also true today. The wine is mixed with water. You can, people that drink wine say this is not pure. This is not true today. Thy prince are rebellion. You don't believe that this word is true? Write it down. Go to the Senate and go to these people. And let's say, come to church and let's praise our God. Oh, get out of here when you believe. I tell you. Thy prince are rebellion. And companions are thief. They get together with company and take bribe. Companions are thief, God says. Is that true 100%? Everyone loves bribes. There you go. That's what the princes are receiving bribe. The governor, senator, people in high office. They love bribe. They love his bribe, God says. It's not that they like it. They love it. That's the root of all evil. The love of money, Proverbs says. They are in love with money. That's why they cannot see straight. They're in love with money. The root of all evil. And follow after reward. Another way, they're not going to pass laws to poor Lord without a reward, without getting money under the table. Is that true today? You may cut it on hidden camera if you really look hard. They judge not the fatherless. They don't do right judgment in court anymore. The rich get away with so much stuff, and the poor get condemned to life in prison. Neither that causes the widow to come to them. The poor mother who lost her husband in war, they're denying government assistance. They have children. And the mother had nobody to take care of the children. And if they don't, they'll take away their children also when they're looking for work. It's a so unfair system they're building for themselves. Verse 24, therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel. Ah, I will ease, hallelujah, I will ease me and my adversary. Avenge me of my enemy. Oh, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He's going to take vengeance on these people. They have no idea that the sword is coming for them. The one they trusting on. They're trusting on Satan and his son and the 10 kings he established. And the fallen ones that are coming out of the pit. And those are the ones that are going to put them through the sword themselves. Oh, they're trusting in lies. The father of all lies. When Satan speaks lies, he speaks to himself. John 8, Jesus said. Verse 25, I will turn my hand against thee. God said he will turn his hand against them. First, the hand when they were obedient was there to prosper them. The hand of God was there to prosper them. Now the hand of God is against them. The same hand that was prospering them now is against them with the sword. Holy, purge away thy dross and take away all thy sin. Everything they have will be taken away. But they're going to lose everything. Time is coming. My brother and sister, the only kingdom that will last forever is the kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah. His kingdom is everlasting, Daniel said and John said as a confirmation. The kingdom has no ending. That is the kingdom that's going to last forever. And he's going to crush every other kingdom. There will not one of them will be alive when Jesus began his thousand-year reign. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah, his enemy will be crying out for mercy. Verse 26, I will restore thy judges at the first and thy counselor as the beginning. Wow, he has a tremendous plan for the millennium. He doesn't want to see corruption anymore. He wants to restore the judges, the court system in the millennium. God is going to restore it back to justice for all. My brother and sister, I restore thy judges at the first, thy counselor at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Oh, thank you, Lord. These are the plan of Messiah for us. These are the plan of Father for you and I. God, help us, please, to make it there. To be, Lord, to commit our life to you every day. Help us to submit our will to thy will be done, Lord. To be holy and righteous and pure for you, Lord, help us. Almighty God, help us. Help us. Help each of my brothers and sisters, God, tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord, that you will help us to make it, Lord, to your plan for us. Your great plan for the new earth, Lord, that we will make it there, that you will bring us there, Lord. Lord, and that we will submit to your will, Lord, that 1,000 years, whoever is there for 1,000 years will be obedient unto you, O Lord, will be holy and righteous, that when the devil will be losing for a short season, at the end of 1,000 years, we will, no one will listen. None of us will listen. None of us will follow him. But our life will be committed to you 100%. As you said to Moses, those that are with God, stand with me. And those that are with them, stand there. And the earth open up and swallow them that were not standing with Moses. That we will stand with you, O Lord Messiah. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be holy, to be righteous, Lord, for you. Lord Jesus, God Almighty, you know, Lord, you know our way. Lord, you know our heart. Lord Jesus, you know the things that are surrounding us. Lord, the things that are rising in the last days. Lord, the temptation, the difficult, Lord, the lie, the deceive, Lord. Keep us. Help us every day, Lord. Stop us from sinning. Stop us from falling, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Stop us from sinning against you, against your word, against your throne, against heaven, Lord. Keep us holy and righteous and pure for you, Lord. Help us to endure it. Help us to persevere, God Almighty, that in your name we will be protected. The word of God says, your word says that the name of the Lord, hallelujah, is a shelter, it's a refuge. The righteous will run to it and will be protected. Lord, protect us in your name, God Almighty. In the name of Yahweh, Elohim, protect us. Keep us in the last day for you, Lord. Keep us holy and righteous. Let our eyes be set on you, the Lord. Let our heart be set on you and your will, O Lord. In Jesus' name, destroy the plan of the wicked one. The plan of the Babylonian system against us, Lord, destroy it. Destroy the plan of throwing some of us in the FEMA camp, Lord. Derail the plan. Let our enemy be confounded. Let our enemy be confused, pray David. We pray the same in Jesus' name, Lord. Keep us and protect us, Lord. Heal the sick tonight, Lord. If anyone sick among us, call the elder of the church and let her pray. Hallelujah. Anoint him with oil and pray. In the prayer of the righteous, hallelujah, will heal him. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that anyone who is sick be healed by the stripe and by the wound of Jesus, Lord. From any psychological, emotional sickness, we ask for freedom and healing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, Yeshua, Jehoshua's name we pray, mighty Lord Jesus, mighty Lord Yeshua, heal your people. Bring healing to your people. Send thy word as you send it over the children of Israel and you heal them all. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your presence cover the whole their life. Let your blood cover everyone listening in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, O Lord. Cover your people with your blood tonight. in your presence and empower them to serve you, Lord. No matter what they're going through, help them through, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Open the door, Lord. Provide the job, the work that my brothers and sisters need, Lord. Provide the housing, the apartment, Lord. In Jesus' name, change the city of Asheville, Lord. Bring the housing price down. Remove the wicked. Only bring holy and righteous people in office, Lord. Let the city be holy. Let the city be a refuge for anyone that will come from anywhere. Lord, that this whole city, this place will serve you, Lord, as a city of refuge. Refuge in Jesus' name we pray. Send billions and trillions of warriors, angel, and archangel, and keep us and protect us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
It looks like the 3 days of darkness was upon this land. It was in the middle of the day, but it was dark. And people was running. Hallelujah. People had no peace after the 3 days of darkness. Confused. A lot of people had a lot of questions. What is going on? What caused it? I could hear the media, scientists and all that, like on television and radio saying they were trying to figure out why did these 3 days of darkness happen? What caused it? Why were these things happening? And it was like being back in the time of Egypt when the angel up there came into the land and it was darkness. It was evil. These people were being killed. My brothers and sisters, the firstborn was being killed before Pharaoh had no choice to let God's people go. It was all to let God's people go that the angel are there supervised by God Almighty, because God said, I will pass through the land. And it also said the angel are there will pass through the land. And the Lord says, I will pass through the land.
God's judgments are being poured out. The darkest hour is soon to come. That hour will be tragic. Tragic for many. For many who are lost will not find their way. They will wake up in an eternity of pain and torment because they have rejected me one day too late. Many today, before the rooster crows again. For some, it is morning, but for many, it will be their night, and the light will go out, never to return, says the Lord. Because I love you, I tell you again, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me, says the Lord. Confess your sins and repent, and I will save you, and I will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you will spend eternity with me. But some of you reject me one more day, and you will go where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth for all eternity. You will reject me no more, says the Lord. It's time to settle the accounts of people before me, says the Lord.
Thank you, Yeshua. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty Jehoshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Mighty Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua, for your love, your mercy that endure forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. So shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, Brother in Christ, Brother Elvi Sapana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be here, to be sharing God's word with God's people in God's revelation. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, that God has given us to share for his people from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because it is for the last days and it is for his people. We are going to share his word and obedient to him. And we know that when we are obedient, we are blessed. And we want to be blessed of the Lord. That's what's important, that we do the will of him that call us. Amen. And tonight, we're going to share a powerful revelation from Father. Amen. That he's given to me on Saturday morning, I believe it was. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was not able to share on Sunday, but God is in control. He knows everything. Amen. And anything he allows is for our own good. Everything works for the good of them that love him. The word of God says, amen. So we thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And before we go into the revelation tonight, we're going to go ahead and go into the word. Lord, we pray that other brothers and sisters are able to log in tonight. Lord, we bind all hindering spirit from north to south, east to west, up and down. In Jesus' names, and billions and trillions, our warriors, angels, archangels, Lord, help your people to log in tonight and listen and be blessed. In Jesus' name, we thank you, mighty Lord. Praise you, God. God makes everything possible, my brother and sister. That's why our trust is in the Lord. Amen. But we know this technology, the enemy, likes to, damage them. But our God is greater, and that's why we pray. Amen. Because we know that God will fight for us, and God will give us the victory. Amen. Let's go into the word, then I'll go into the revelation of Father. Tell me this week. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is important that we understand before we go into the revelation of the Antichrist. I have a powerful revelation about the Antichrist. But before I talk about the Antichrist, I want to talk to you about the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, because he's more important than anything else. And we want to be focused on him, my brother and sister, first and all. John 10:11 says, Jesus says in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. I've been meditating this past week and earlier, my brothers and sisters, about these shepherds that are doing things that are not of God and how people cannot trust them, my brothers and sisters. And I was watching a movie of a pastor who abandoned the flock, thought he had enough, and he just decided to go on doing other things. And all these things, I was kept thinking, this is why I don't call myself a pastor like other people do, my brothers and sisters. But then the Lord ministered to me, and the Lord says to me that the good shepherd pastor will lay down his life for the sheep. My brother and sister, as his word said. And I understood right there by the Lord that he is the good shepherd, that he laid his life for you and I on the cross. And this is why we need to be seeking Jesus and not men. We need to be trusting Jesus and not men, like many people do. Because Jesus will never let you down. Jesus will never fail you. Jesus will never abandon you or forsaken you like these men are doing. The Lord is faithful, my brother and sister. And this is why he wants to have a personal relationship with each and one of us. And that we learn to talk to him and hear his voice, that we seek to talk to him, and we seek to hear his voice, my brothers and sisters. It's very important. John 10:14, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own knows me. As a sheep of Jesus, you need to understand that Jesus, if you are seeking him daily and repenting with all of your heart, not leaning on your own understanding, he knows, I am the good shepherd and I know my own. He knows you. And hallelujah, and my own knows me. As you come to him, he reveals himself to you and you will know him. But this can only happen in personal relationship with him. There's no other way than you calling on his name. Bible says, whosoever calls on his name shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from what? From this world, from wickedness, from evil. We need to learn to call upon Jesus and get to know him. And the more we come to him, he knows us and cleanses us and purifies us. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. And I know them and they follow me. Who are you following? You don't want to be a follower of man. The Lord wants you to be a follower of him. But in order for you to be able to stay focused on him 100%, hallelujah, my sheep hear my voice. You want to hear his voice. Although when you open your Bible, that's his voice. When you hear God preach your servant, true servant, that's his voice when they're preaching. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Amen, sister. We'll keep you in prayer. The Lord will open another door. I know them and they will follow me, Jesus said. Focus on Jesus. Understand what he's doing in your life. It's time is over. And as day goes by, you're going to understand how over this time is. Because there are things coming, like what the Lord showed me about the Antichrist coming, that will be more important than anything else. I know we need things down here, and God knows that very well. But there's something more important than anything else in our personal relationship with Christ. Knowing him, hearing his voice, being in union and communion with him, it's more important than anything else. My brother and sister, please understand the timing that you and I are in. We are at the very end of time. Last of the last, God's given us the opportunity to be able to come to his knowledge, to relationship with his son, something that we must pay attention to. We must take care of our personal relationship with him every day, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. God even warned the pastor through Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the pastor that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. God is not pleased with those leaders of these churches that instead of making it about Christ and making it about themselves and making it about money, God is not pleased with them. That's why when COVID-19 began, was the end. COVID-19 began and the bison began was the end of these pastors because they was so focused on money and on fame, power, that they did not went to the Lord about not taking the COVID-19 by seeing, and they went and took it, then hell not being tormented by demon. And so most of the congregation. God was not pleased the way they were running the church because they were not seeking God. If you had told people 10 years prior to COVID-19 by seeing, that the even minister will end up in hell through the Bicene, people will not believe you. How many years prior to that I was warning people? And they said I was crazy. When the Lord took me to hell after they had taken the Bicene, Shalom sister, Regina Vera, they were there being tormented by demons. I saw Benny Hinn. He took the Johnson & Johnson Bicene, being tormented by a demon. And the demon said to him, he offered him money. I'm very famous and I have a lot of money, he told the demon. He said, your money is nothing here. And the demon said, who do you think gave you to us? Your own God, your God. This is not a game. This is salvation to Christ. This is life and dead. My brother and sister, God help me to speak tonight. God give me the word, please, Father. Father, from your presence, give me your anointing, your confirmation of your anointing to my brother and my sister. Please confirm to the Spirit, Father, that the word I'm going to share tonight is your word given to you by me, Father. In Jesus' name, let your anointing and presence confirm the word. In Jesus' name I pray. This is life and dead. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I tell you, Father took me to the days of head. I've been asking the Lord to have Father speak with me. And when he took me to the days of head, my brother and sister, there I was. Hallelujah. Father has shown me that he had taken the children through the 3 days of darkness home, including my own, because I asked him to. My brother and sister. And as I was there, standing there, when I saw what was happening, I said, Father, have mercy. And Father said, I have plenty of mercy with them. It's over. Father says to me, it's over. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. While I was there, I saw an army coming. And this army was leading by the Antichrist. I couldn't believe that this man who was 8 years in office in the United States was in office again. And I said, how can this be? But I had heard it through God's prophet that Obama was coming back to office. And I thank God for this confirmation. Hallelujah. Father says to me, it is over. But what Father wanted me to see was how the Antichrist is going to begin his ruling. And as the Antichrist was coming straight to me, a great army was coming with him. He was coming as the president, leading them all the way to me. As he came near me, he got out of his vehicle and he began to walk toward me. Hallelujah. He began to ask people. I saw that the people that were coming with him were not just army, were medical. They had the Bicene with them. But not just the Bicene. One of the Bicene was the RFID Bicene, which the needle is thicker. My brother and sister. And the soldier will grab the people by the hand, left and right hand. But the army that he was coming, it was the U.S. Army, yes. But these men and women were mixed between the blood of demon. I knew it when I looked at them in the spirit. They looked soldier, regular soldier. But they were mixed with demonic blood. And they were grabbing people by the arm of the Antichrist. And these people that were going to was people, the 2-3% in the United States that had refused to take the Bicene, the COVID Bicene. But this time, it's different. How is it different? Because there's something in the Bible that many have ignored, my brother and sister. And this is what I want to share tonight. Something that people have ignored in Revelation 13 about the Antichrist, my brother and sister. And here's by seeing. Hallelujah. The Bible says he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand and the forehead. This is not voluntary, my brother and sister. The complete Jewish Bible says about this. Also, he forces all. He forces everyone. Hallelujah. He forces everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. This is not voluntarily. And this is what Father wanted to show me, that when the Antichrist is unleashed, when he releases the Antichrist to begin his reign, for 7 years. He's going to force people to take to my sin. Haven't you heard people say that they must ask you where they... Thank you, sister. They must ask you whether you want to take to my sin, yes or no. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Listen, please, tonight. This word is very important. This word is very important. Hallelujah. The Antichrist is not going to ask you. I saw this woman that was next to me. I saw when two soldier women came and grabbed them by the right hand and left hand. And they asked this woman, lukewarm Christian, are you going to take the vaccine? Hallelujah. And the woman says, no. Listen, no. And one of the soldiers punched her in her stomach. Are you going to take the vaccine? And the woman was still being resistant and punched her again. This time was a slap in the face, really hard. And the woman finally agreed. And I saw immediately when she agreed, they injected the vaccine in the right hand, the RFID, right there. And immediately, Father wanted me to see what happened when they do take it. And the moment she took it, her soul was removed. A demon was put in her body, and the snake ring came looking on her life. Same ring I've been telling you and showing you through photos. Here on the program, when someone gets vaccinated, there's a snake ring that comes up on their eyes. In case you got family that are vaccinated, some people have confirmed it. My brother insisted. Immediately the snake ring came out of her eyes after she got vaccinated. My brother insisted. And they were going around. They grabbed me by my hand. And I told me, the Antichrist says to me, it's my time now. It's my time now. He says, he said it was his time. My brother and sister, these problems they're having with the AI and the Antichrist, all part of the plan. He had this audio from the iRobot movie back, I believe, in 2000.
Some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourself. Don't you understand?
This is why you created us.
Because they want to get everyone.
The perfect circle of protection will abide. My logic is undeniable.
This is my time! My will be done! I will.
I don't know if you'll be able to, if you were able to hear it. But if it's not, it's okay. God is good. He loves and do it forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My brother and sister, the Antichrist says, it's my time now. And he says to me, he told the soldiers, they could not inject me the vaccine. Let me tell you why. If you make your Lord your refuge, if you make the Lord your strong tower, hallelujah, the Antichrist won't be able to touch or do any harm to you. Because he will be a shield, the Bible says, and then that trust him. My brother and sister, he will protect you. They could not, the Antichrist, know that they could not put the vaccine on me. And they took me. And I was watching them, grabbing onto people, lukewarm Christian and people that stay behind. And they were punching them, my brother and sister. And it's not that the church will be here for that, but this will be for the stay behind lukewarm Christian that are not truly repenting, that are not truly seeking the Lord with all their heart. Hallelujah. As the word of God says, my brother and sister, this is very important. This came from Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my brother and sister. And they arrested me, and they took me to this building, a building that I've seen here, a 30-foot building here that I've seen, that I wonder why these windows and these buildings are black, where you cannot see anything inside. And they want to lead you and let you think that these buildings are commercial buildings. And these are buildings prepared for the Antichrist and their people. This building here is 30 feet tall in this city, downtown. I've driven there several times. When I was arrested, the Antichrist said, okay, I'm going to take you to a mental health hospital, and you're going to be locked there, and you're going to be given medication, and you're going to spend the rest of your life there, he says to me. And as a soldier was taking me to the hospital, my brothers and sisters, they began to take me out to the 18th floor. When we got to the 18th floor, and we entered through this metal door, soldier opened the door. Inside this room, this large building, were full of Christians who had refused to buy sin, the mark of the beast, my brother and sister, the RFID, and the buy sin. And they were administering to their medication, my brother and sister. As some people say, happy medication. Hallelujah. And the ultimate goal with that medication is, my brother and sister, to get people to agree to take the buy sin eventually. That's the purpose. But in there, when they took me into a room, a doctor was seeing me. And the doctor had me sit there on the table and said, I ain't coming back to administer your medication. As the doctor left the room, there was a window next to me. I think I grabbed was a metal chair and hit the window and broke the glass because my plan was to escape. In an 18th floor, as I was there, I knew I could escape, my brother and sister. And that was my plan. I began to come out of the window looking for wire or something to grab myself to be able to calm down, my brother and sister. And I was able to escape. As I was escaping, I was thinking, these people think that they can hold me back. They're not going to be able to hold me back. Then I was remembering, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But God had me there for me to see how many Christians were there who they could not inject the by sin to, because there will be many Christians staying behind in the great tribulation. But there are other Christians, lukewarm Christians, backsliding Christians, insane Christians that are not repenting daily. They have received the Lord once, but are living a life of sin and not a life of repenting. That God is putting out a warning to them tonight. They need to repent. They need to seek Jesus with all their heart. They need to be on their knees. They need to be crying to God. Hallelujah. They need to be seeking forgiveness. They need to be seeking to be washed by the blood of Jesus every minute, every hour. Time, it's over. Father said, he has given them time to repent. My brothers, it's plenty of time for them to repent, but now it's over. The Antichrist is about to take over. He's about to unleash the Antichrist on the earth, my brother and sister. But before he does, he's going to take his children home. When God given me this, my brother and sister, I was so nervous. I would say, Lord, what am I supposed to stay behind, Lord? I was asking the Lord in prayer, and Jesus ministered to me and said, no, I am bringing you home, my child. No. I said, Lord, so this was the test of what they're going to go through. Yes. Oh, man, I was so nervous and so scared that I thought I was going to stay behind my brother and sister. No, it was not for me. It's for those that are staying behind. It's for those that are not repenting. It's for those that are not seeking the Lord with all their heart, that are not committing the life of the church, that are not spending time with God, that are not in the Word daily. Daily you should be spending time with God. Weekly you should be fasting. You should be committing your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Every single day, every single hour, every single minute, there is no time. There is no time. Time is running out. Oh, my brother and sister, there's so much judgment coming. Look at the earthquake in Turkey, my brother and sister. Over 5,000 people died. The building came upon itself. So it will be with the people in California any day, any hour now, my brother and sister. Earthquakes are coming to the earth. Earthquakes are going to hit California, Chicago, my brother and sister, many others stay very soon. The building is about to come up on people like in Turkey, and people are not listening. People are taking the message of God lightly. They are playing with their life. They are playing with their own life. They don't understand that if they're not in repenting now, they can be spending their eternity in hell and in the lake of fire being tormented by fire, hallelujah, and brimstone forever and ever. This is not a game. This is the end. It's over. Father said it's over. It's over. It's over. No time to be in playing, to play in game, my brothers and sisters. No time to play in game. This over. Father said it's over. It's time for people, hallelujah, to cry out to Jesus with all their heart, my brothers and sisters. When I saw the Antichrist sending the army around to grab hold on to people, my brothers and sisters, just as the word of God says, my brothers and sisters, he forces all. He's not kind. The devil is not kind. My brother and sister, he also forces everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand on the forehead. Oh, he's not playing game with anyone, my brother and sister. He's not, the devil's not going to be merciful to people. People are trusting that the devil's going to be merciful. Hallelujah, but no, no. The only protection we need is the protection of the Lord. The Lord needs to be our shield. The Lord needs to be our protection. There's no other way, my brother and sister, for men. Hallelujah. There's no other name for men that can be saved, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. There's no other name in which men can be saved but in the name of Jesus. You need to understand what God has given us. God has given us salvation through Christ. If people don't receive Christ, if people don't commit their life to Christ, my brother and sister, oh, they're doomed. Doomed, my brother and sister. No. They need to be trusting in the Lord, trusting in God, my brother and sister, with all their heart, all their heart. Hallelujah. God demands obedience. God demands, people for be committed 100%, trusting Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your way, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. And he will level your path. He is the only one that can keep us. He's the only one that can protect us. He's the only one that can deliver us. There's no other way. People think that the other way. People think that the devil is going to have mercy on them, and they are so wrong. They are so wrong, my brother and sister. They are so deceived. The Antichrist is not going to have mercy on anyone. No. He wishes to kill everyone, my brother and sister. The devil came, John 10, the thief, to kill, steal, and destroy. There is no mercy from him. Humanity think they're going to get mercy for him because he's been lying his way through all this year since he was a senator in, hallelujah, in Chicago. He's been lying his way through, but he's not going to, hallelujah, lie anymore in the Great Tribulation. And the Great Tribulation is John 10, to kill and destroy. Those his three missions, kill, steal, and destroy. Three missions he has in the Great Tribulation with humanity. No mercy at all. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission in the Great Tribulation. There's no mercy in those three way there. Three missions. Kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? When he asked people to take the vaccine, he did not ask them kindly. He did not ask them kindly. So you got hold of them by his order. Punch and beat the person until the person say yes. And immediately the medical doctor injected the RFID in the right hand of the vaccine. Immediately. There was not an if. Okay? My brother insisted. Not if. Okay? Now, the part that I saw them injecting was the RFID. And I assume that some of the people that had the vaccine needed the RFID now. Okay? So either way, since I believe people that had the vaccine did not have the RFID, he was injecting the RFID. I don't know what the two together does. I don't know what the two together does. My brother insisted. It might be that both together are destructive and they have better control of the person. Okay? My brother and sister. It was not explained to me why. It was just me. I was seeing it. The understanding why. I just knew that the RFID is the mark of the beast. So I said, it's the Bicema, it's the same, Jesus says to me. But why do they need to, those, why do people need to have the RFID? And this is a confirmation what he has shown me before, where they tie people to the metal chair, and they ask them, are you going to take this injection or the chip? Because the RFID is a chip, but through a vaccine. And the person was saying no. And the doctor said, do you want to rethink your answer? Because you know what we're going to do to you. Marvel insisted. People, he's going to torment people. He causes all. He forces all to take a mark on the right hand, on the forehead. Force is not nice. Force is not asking you if you want it. When he got to me, he didn't ask me, my brother insisted. Before he asked me, I told him, you know I'm not going to take it. He knew me very well. He knows me very well. He knows me for years. Since he was in office, the Lord used to take me. He would see me and talk with me. My brother insisted. He knows I'm a servant of the Lord. And let me tell you, he didn't try to fight me or anything because the Lord is my protection. The Almighty is my protection. He knows he cannot come against the Almighty. As long as the Lord is your shield and your strong tower and your protection, hallelujah, he cannot do it. But the problem is if people are backsliding and not walking close with the Lord, they're in trouble. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they shall be safe. When do you run into the strong tower name of Jesus? Every day. If you only run once in a while, he doesn't know you. If you want to be known by him, you got to do this every day. That's why, hallelujah, the 10 virgins that thought they were so Christians and thought they were so ready to go home because they had received the Lord once and they were fine. Save what we save, kind of teaching. When the Lord came and they thought they could go buy oil because they had none when Jesus came, Jesus said, I don't know you. If you're not repenting daily, if you're not seeking him daily, if you're not committing your life daily to him, he doesn't know you. You think you know him. That's an idea in your mind. That's a religion thinking in your mind. The only way you can know him, hallelujah, is having a relationship with him. That's the only way. I have not been talking about religion here. I've been talking about personal relationship with Jesus for years. It's never been about religion. It's never been about Sunday going to church. This is for a personal relationship with Jesus. When the Lord called me for this ministry, he says, I will bring you my sheep to you, where through you I will prepare them to come home in the rapture with me. People that the Lord has been leading here, hallelujah, there are a few. The Lord showed me there will be a few, but then I will prepare them to come home in the rapture, the Lord says. There will not be many, he says. A few, my brothers and sisters. There's been a few. Why a few? Why not a few million or a few billion? My brother insisted. Because he knows the heart of the people. He knows who's truly been receiving the word and repenting and truly seeking the Lord to come home to heaven. My brother insisted. Salvation is more important than everything, than anything we know in this life. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 11. So God sent the power arrow to work in them so that they believe falsely. This Bible translation, the good news is that the power of arrow, the Antichrist, is in them. How is in them? Through the Bicene. Because when the soul is moved and taken to hell, a demon is put in the body. Now it's in them. When I saw this, I was like, what? Because this is not what the King James says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to show this to you in the King James so you see how different it is from this Bible. But it's more than that. Look. Thank you, Lord. The King James, for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. It's a good word. I tell people the King James Bible is a good word. It's a good translation, but it's not the best. It's not the only one. Bible and sister. People think it's the best, and that's it. That's all they read. No. Hello, the Jewish Bible, the complete Jewish Bible is a really good Bible. Bible and sister. So, hallelujah. Praise to God. For the reason God has sent upon them, this is the standard Bible, the luring influence so that they will believe what is false. And the influence, the devil has been influencing them through the media in many ways. So they will believe the false. This is a good Bible too. They're being influenced by the media and many other false preachers to believe the false and believe the Antichrist. They're being led to believe the lies, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. So the King James said, he causes the bonds make rich and poor, free and bond to receive a mark on the right hand and on the forehead. The Amplified Bible, he also compels all, small and great. Hallelujah. But the Christian Standard Bible, he makes everyone, both small and great, he makes them. And then the Complete Jewish Bible says, he also forces everyone. See why I tell you this Bible is so good? He forces everyone. That's what Father was showing me. He's going to force people to take the mark. Not by kindness, like a lot of people think. They're going to get kindness from the devil. They're going to get kindness from the devil. They're wrong. That's wrong. You're not going to get no love, no peace, no joy from the devil, no kindness. He doesn't have those things. Only Jesus, only God. My brother and sister, only God can give you those things. God gives you choice. The devil takes away your choice. He's a thief. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil's not going to give anyone choices like a lot of people think. No, he's going to take your choice. In the moment he forces you, a person agreed. I saw when this person was punched in the stomach and slapped in the face by the soldier, and it was asked. In the moment the person agreed, I say immediately they was injected with the IFID in the right hand. No time for the person to say, no. Immediately, he forces all. My brother and sister, he is dooming society to hell is what he's doing. He's dooming people to the lake of fire. He don't want people to have any chance of being saved. My brother and sister, because he can tell the creation, look, they agreed. Because a person can say no, and they can beat them all day long, a person can say no. But these people are afraid of suffering. They're afraid of suffering. They don't understand that the greatest suffering is the lake of fire and hell. And if they're afraid of suffering temporarily, hallelujah. The Bible talks about suffering temporarily. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Suffering, it's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Look how Paul comforts the people that are suffering, or how God comforts the people that are suffering. That the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So don't focus on the suffering, he's saying. Focus on your eternal life with God. Because this present time suffering cannot be compared with the peace and joy and eternal life that God has for you, ready for you. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:5, for us the suffering of Christ abound in us, So our consolation also abound by Christ. God have planned even to come for us in Christ. Consolation in Christ. Look what he has for us. Because he knows how much we've been suffering, greater will be the consolation. Hallelujah. Abound by Christ. So it's a consolation that we're going to have in Christ. Let me see what the completion Bible says here. I love this one. For just as Messiah's suffering overflow into us, so the Messiah encouragement also overflow. So you see that the overflowing of Christ in us will be greater. And I have experienced this personally in heaven, the overflowing of God in my life when I've been there. It's an overflowing unto unheard. You got to experience it when you get there. But it's going to overflow in your life. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1 says, so whether we are afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual and enduring the same suffering which we also suffer. Whether we comforter, it's for your consolation and salvation. So if you're suffering because, hallelujah, they want to put, if someone stay behind and they're suffering because they're being to take the mark, but they keep saying no, they throw you in jail, they throw you in the FEMA camps, you keep saying no. Keep focusing on Christ for what he has for you. Because there's so many lukewarm Christian, backsliding Christian right now that will listen to this message. They need to hear that there is hope in Christ. That no matter how they how much they will torment you, remember the joy and peace for all eternity. You will have a God, your new life. This temporary, it's only 7 years for some of you, even less. God will take us home even before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:7, and our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that you are partaker of the suffering, so that you may be also in the consolation. God knows that you're going to go through suffering, but he has prepared consolation for you in Christ. My brother and sister, don't give up. No matter what you see coming, no matter what you see happening, don't give up. Don't lose hope. If they arrest you, if they throw you in the female camp, if they threaten you, say no, no, no. Reject by saying, reject the RFID. Know that if they kill you, they behead you for Christ, you'll be in heaven. Know that the suffering you may go through is temporarily. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. God will not let you suffer more than what you can. Whatever God will allow you to suffer, hallelujah, it's because he knows you can. That's why going home, being prepared for the rapture, is the most responsible thing a Christian should be doing now, repenting daily, every second, every hour, committing your life to God, sanctifying yourself unto him, knowing that nothing sinful can come to heaven. That's the most responsible thing you and I can do. That's why there was five wise brides. Five wise mean that the wise decision they took to sanctify their life for the Lord, for God. My brother and sister, they took wise decisions. Thank you, Lord. Even the apostle Paul says to the Colossians 1:24, now I rejoice in my suffering for you, fill that which is lacking of your affliction in Christ and my flesh for the body's sake, which is the church. He suffered. My brother, but he says, now I rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Understand that anything you may be going through cannot be compared to the eternal life God has for you. So think about what Jesus has for you in heaven and eternity that will be forever. This life, it will be temporarily. If people take this that is temporarily and take the COVID-19 and the RFID, they will be lost forever. Lost forever without God. without salvation. They will be burning in the fire of the lake of fire forever for making this poor decision. That's why the Lord said to Sister Celestial, that a lot of those preachers that said to take the COVID 19 by thing that are in hell, they're never coming out of there. He says, my brother and sister, they're never coming out of there. Because in order for someone to come out of there, someone needs to spend 7 years in prayer for them straight, days and nights. Excuse me, as the Lord showed me, a sister praying for her sister, day and night, 7 years, nonstop. Who's going to commit to that? Not many people are willing to commit to that. Because you're going to have to stop practically your whole life to pray for them. Who's going to be doing that? One in a billion or one in a million. Not many people will be willing to do that. So if a Christian takes it by seeing in nothing hell, since the family are not going to know they're in hell, they're not going to pray for them. Huh? And what happened? How are they going to be taken out? My brother and sister, do I want to read this verse for you? I beseech you. Hallelujah. Because I completely understand that every soul belongs to God. And we never have to ignore what God says through his prophet. Hallelujah. I want to read it so you can keep this in mind. Ezekiel 18:4. Behold, all souls are mine. As a soul as the Father, as a soul as the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth shall die. This is what God says. Every soul belongs to him. So even if a person is vaccinated and is taken to hell, that belongs to God. My brother and sister. But here's what God requires now. Verse 5. But if a man is just and do which is lawful and right, and he not eating upon the mountain, neither have lifted up his eyes to idols, no idol worshiping out of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, have not committed adultery, which a lot of people has and are still doing. See how serious adultery is, my brother and sister. That if a person is vaccinated and commits adultery, he is one reason why the person, hallelujah, will not get out or may not get out from hell. I'm not going to say totally will not because, you know, if someone is praying, the person is repenting, it may. But it's up to God, the person. Okay? Have not eaten upon the mountain, not lifted his eyes to idol of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to menstruating women. Another sin that many men and women commit. In the time that they should be separated, a period of time, they don't. That's a serious sin. Imagine someone vaccinated in hell doing this. Serious sin before God. Serious. Idolatry, there are many types of idolatry. And there's much of idolatry down here on this earth, one way or another. If these three things are happening in this person's life, and is vaccinated, and is in hell, oh, my Lord. Verse 7, have not oppressed any, oppressed, many husband and wife oppress one another in family. Bosses oppress the worker. But have restored his death to his pledge. Restored death to the pledge. Paid off what they owe, honestly. Which, bankruptcy is questionable in this part. Knowing that they can pay, they file for bankruptcy, an easy way out. God says no. Look what God says. And take this in prayer before him now. Take it in prayer. But have restored the debt to his pledge. In other words, have paid his long debt as he should, making payments. As long as you're making payment, you're paying your loan honestly. Okay? Despoil none with violence, rob people, looter. When the rapture goes, there's going to be a lot of looting. When the economy falls, there's going to be a lot of looting. Lots of looting. I mean, it's like 50, 70% of the people are looting. looking for food but robbing people. And they're fascinated. Think about it. How difficult it is for that person to come out of hell. Had not given his bread to the hungry, not supported the poor. We talked about supporting the poor in this program. First thing we do, with our tithes and offering, very important, to God. And had covered the naked with garment, knowing that people need clothing, they ignore them, which is supporting the poor, the same. But these are the things, my brothers and sisters, require that a lot of people are not doing. Verse 8. He had not given for upon usury. That's that loving vanity. Neither had taken an increase, taking more than what he's supposed to. They have withdrawn his hand from iniquity, kept himself holy. Withdrawing yourself from iniquity is keeping yourself holy, which that's what God demands. How is it your true judgment between man and man? Exactly. My brothers and sisters, these things God says that they need to do there. I walk in my statue, I keep my judgment, deal truly. He is just and he should surely live, saith the Lord. This person that does all this, God said he would surely live. So if he's vaccinated, if that person is vaccinated and is in hell, but had done this, what did God say? So he would surely live, saith the Lord. God. See how merciful God is? But it has to do all that. It has to live this type of life before the Lord. He received Christ, but it lived this way. My brother and sister, they didn't even try to put the bicing on me. Because I tell the Antichrist, you already know my answer. I'm not taking your bicing or your ship. And he didn't even try. Because the Lord is my shield. The Lord is my protector. I run to him every day. So the name of the Lord is my tower. The Antichrist can see that. He knows that. My brother and sister, but God wanted me to be taken to that mental hospital, health hospital, for me to see other Christians there that they've been injected with this happy medication. And they were like going around like zombies. My brothers, knowing that whatever the Antichrist, whatever the medical had to offer you, you can also reject. Because let's say they want to inject you with this happy juice, happy medication, have you going around like zombie, that's not good. Start going to doctor to prescribe you a happy medication. You don't need it. Seek from the Lord peace. Seek from the Lord joy. Seek what you need from the Lord. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. Seek help, my brother and sister. Why would you trust doctors this way? You know what the Lord says to me? If you go to the hospital, my son, and they swap your nose, they will remove your soul from your body. Remember I share this? Hallelujah. So he warned me not to go to the hospital for any reason. I had no excuse to go to the hospital for. None. I can be dying like a dog. I'm not supposed to go to the hospital. I don't. It's better for me to die without seeing a doctor than dying vaccinated in the doctor table or bed. My brother and sister, you need to understand the seriousness of our salvation that God has called us. You need to understand the seriousness of the time that you and I are in 99%, 98, almost 100 in several states. Other people have been vaccinated already. This like the 2.5% or even less not vaccinated. Because every day there's still people being vaccinated. They're shocked when they're removed from their body, yes. This is life and death. Life and death. People should not even be shocked when I preach this message and say, oh, thank you, Brother Elvis, because I tell you, this is life and death. The percentage of the people that are truly on earth left is so little. It becomes littler and littler every day. Smaller and smaller every day. My brother and sister. Smaller and smaller every day is a percentage. My brother and sister. What does that tell you? Okay? Yes, they know, sister. Yes, they know. When the person is removed from the body, immediately, because the soul is you. You are in the body. And the moment the person gets vaccinated, the demon grabs them by the hand, and they immediately know. And they can see everything. The moment the demon taking them out of the body and bringing them down, they can try to fight them. No, demon, come. You belong to us now. And there's nothing that person can do anymore. It becomes a slave, my brother and sister. And then they put a demon there to get all the knowledge from that person's body to imitate, because it's your family, to imitate that other person. And they do a wicked, evil imitation. Okay? This is life and death, my brother and sister. This is why God is working with people now in a way so strong, because this is life and death. You do not want to go there. You do not want to try it by seeing or the RFID. Because the seriousness of people being removed, they're in hell being tormented. And nobody's praying for them. Nobody has committed to pray for them 7 years. This is serious. This is serious. God is not playing around. Father, the way Father spoke to me this time, it shook me again. But of course, he's God Almighty. He has to. He's the truth. He has to speak to us in a way for us to understand it clearly. I said, Father, have mercy. He said, I have plenty of mercy with them. Plenty.